Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Mosaic Company has agreed to buy the Florida phosphate business of fellow fertilizer company CF Industries Holdings Incorporated for about $1.4 billion in cash. The CF Industries facilities currently produce about 1.8 million metric tons of phosphate fertilizer per year, which would be added to the annual 8.2 million metric tons currently produced by Mosaic. Mosaic and CF Industries also agreed to sign a strategic supply agreement under which CF Industries will provide Mosaic with up to about 1 million metric tons of ammonia per year, starting no later than in 2017. The Federal Reserve today says that U.S. factories barely boosted their output in September. Manufacturing production rose only 0.1%. That's down from a 0.5% gain in August. Private exporters this morning reported to USDA export sales of 115,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2013-14 marketing year, which began on September 1st, also flying out the door 115,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations during the 13-14 marketing year, as well as 103,600 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations during the 13-14 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is, well, I'm having a little bit of trouble with my computer, but the NASDAQ trading at 33.71, it's down 2.5 points, and the S&P 500 is 17.53, and it is down 0.75 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest is expecting to see rain develop as we move through the next few days. That's likely to create some delay in farming activity. There's a lot of aggressive activity going on right now because the forecast has been for a wetter bias this week for a couple of days now. And the producers out there are likely advancing fairly swiftly with their field work in anticipation of being shut out of their fields for a few days later this week. Some of the rain will begin in the western Corn Belt as early as later today. The precipitation will begin at rather erratically, though. I don't think there's going to be any immediate shutdown and field opportunities for work, at least not right away. Now, with that said, there will be definitely some disruption occurring in some of the western areas as we get into the afternoon. But for the heart of the Midwest, from Iowa and Missouri eastward, we should be able to get through almost all of this day without any precipitation. And like I said, good aggressive field progress will likely be made, especially in soybean fields where the crop is probably most vulnerable to a quality decline if it rains as much as what some of the models have been suggesting. Rain will develop overnight tonight in the western Corn Belt, and most everybody will be impacted by dawn tomorrow. We'll expect the precipitation to be lightest, though, in the far northwestern area, so parts of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota will not see a lot of precipitation, and some of that which does occur up there that way could be a little wintry mix of precipitation types. The rain that occurs in the Iowa-Missouri corridor will likely cross over the Mississippi River during the day tomorrow and advance throughout the eastern Midwest as we go through the second half of the day and into Wednesday. Precipitation will be reinforced by a secondary little disturbance that will bring more precipitation into the western Corn Belt late Wednesday and early Thursday morning, and that will shift on into the eastern Midwest shortly thereafter. The precipitation that occurs through Friday morning is likely to be great enough to set back field progress for a while. We expect to see rain totals in Missouri, Illinois, northwestern Indiana, portions of southwestern Michigan to run over an inch, maybe some 1 to 2 inch amounts scattered across some of that region. The further northwest you are in the Midwest, the lighter the precipitation will be. Some areas will only see a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to half inch in the far northwest corner of the region, while there will be some amounts in the half inch to 1 1/4 inch range in the southwest portions of the Corn Belt. And in the easternmost areas, we'll also see half inch to 1 1/4 inch amounts most common. Well, this particular frontal boundary will be out of the western Corn Belt probably sometime Thursday evening. It'll be out of the eastern Corn Belt sometime Friday morning. And we'll expect to see dry conditions to occur in most areas except the Great Lakes region. They will likely still see some showers occurring Friday night into Saturday morning, and eventually we'll see some drier air move into the region for late Saturday and more likely Sunday. There's another cool front, though, that will come across the Midwest during the early part of next week, and that is likely to generate some additional precipitation potential. That frontal system will be in the western Corn Belt late Sunday into Monday, and it'll be in the eastern Midwest Monday into Tuesday. The front will move fairly quickly. There may not be a lot of time for the moisture from the Gulf of Mexico to work its way along the frontal boundary, so the precipitation totals may be kept a little bit light. We're looking for a tenth to 0.5 of an inch of moisture with that event, and maybe something a little bit greater. The temperature bias is going to be warmer than normal in the eastern half to two-thirds of the Midwest for the next 2 or 3 days, while the northwest is quite cool. Temperatures in the northern plains today will be only in the 30s, maybe even some upper 20s, and that'll be the case tomorrow as well. But for the heart of the Midwest, we'll be looking at temperatures these next couple of days, working their way through the 40s and 50s in the north and 50s and lower 60s in the south. 70-degree highs will likely show up Wednesday and Thursday across the eastern parts of the Midwest, and might even see a few readings in the northern areas, getting up into the 50s and lower 60s just ahead of the rain event. Temperatures at night will stay above freezing in many areas, but the northwest will likely drop below freezing nightly. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 15,500. It's up 3 points. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 7.55 1/4, down 3 3/4. Soft December, 6.87, down 3 3/4. December corn is 4.33 1/2, down 6 1/2. July, 4.62 1/4, down 6. November soybeans, 12.85 3/4, down 14 1/4. July, 12.37 3/4, down 12. December soybean meal, 4.16.90, down 6.60. December soybean oil, 40.74, is up a penny. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. So let's get this right. I'm going to do some fundamental thinking with you here this morning. We got a sale of corn to unknown, pretty good size one. We got some expected harvest delays a little bit later this week. This afternoon, probably, when we get our report on crop progress, we'll be over 50% harvested. We're going into Thursday, where we expect to see pretty significant corn export sales that have built up from October 3rd on, and the direction of corn is up? It's down.
Weaker here this morning. Soybeans also weaker here today. The overnight session was really pretty quiet, Dave, and then we reopened at 8:30, and the weakness continued. And blaming it partly on just the harvest progress over the weekend. A lot of soybeans out of the field over the weekend, as what you mentioned there. Producers kind of get finished up here as best they can here before the rain. Looks like we could have 1 to 2 inches of rain in parts of the Corn Belt here over the next few days here through the end of this week. So a lot of beans coming out. I think we're seeing a little harvest pressure here as the market reopens this morning. Seeing river basis values a little weaker here this morning. That's helping contribute a little bit to Dave. I did move under the 20-day moving average on November beans. That kind of extended the losses here a little bit. And then Dees corn, you know, trying this area we bounced out of here about a couple weeks ago at 4.32 1/2, kind of flirting with that a little bit, Dave. So time will tell and see if that can hold again here this morning. But mostly harvest progress, some technical considerations here this morning, Dave.
What would your expectations be as we go through the week?
Well, I think if we continue to see some export news, I think we'll try to hang in here a little bit. Expecting bean harvest progress down around 80% down here this afternoon. Corn maybe approaching 60%. So some good progress from last week. Obviously going to be a little slowed here this week if these rains materialize, but that could offer a little support here as we move forward. First notice day on Thursday, and like you mentioned, export sales. So we could try to catch and hold here a little bit as the week goes on, Dave.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Aaron Curtis of Midco, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Let's go ahead and check the current tick for you. The summer corn, 433.5, down 6.5. July, 462.25, down 6. November soybeans trading 1283, down 17. July, 1238.25, down 11.5. Products, December soybean meal, 415.50, down $8. December soybean oil, 40.74 is up a penny. Soft December wheat, 687, now 86.75, down 4. And March, 697.5, down 4.25. Hard red December wheat at 755.5, down 3.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.